96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Muskie Fest is just around the corner, and the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for volunteers to help bring one of Hayward's biggest summer celebrations to life. Community volunteers help with many parts of Muskie Fest, including setup, festival events, the parade, and cleanup throughout the weekend. The Hayward Chamber says even helping for a short shift can make a big difference during the busy weekend, which draws thousands of visitors to downtown Hayward each year. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce says Muskie Fest continues to be one of the Northwoods' signature summer events. All volunteers receive a free Muskie Crew t-shirt. Anyone interested in volunteering can find sign-up information and available roles at muskiefest.com. The American Red Cross is encouraging people to donate blood or platelets ahead of Memorial Day and the busy summer travel season. Red Cross officials say trauma centers can use large amounts of blood products very quickly during emergencies, making it important to maintain a strong blood supply heading into the summer months. Donors of all blood types are being asked to schedule appointments in the coming weeks. Several upcoming blood drives are scheduled in the region, including drives in Rice Lake on May 28th and June 1st and 2nd, Ladysmith on May 29th, Birchwood on June 3rd, and Park Falls on June 2nd. As an added incentive, anyone who donates blood through May 31st will receive an oversized Red Cross beach towel while supplies last. Those who donate between June 1st and June 28th will receive a $15 e-gift card to a merchant of their choice and be entered for a chance to win one of two $7,500 gift cards. More information about blood donation and upcoming appointment locations is available at redcrossblood.org. As Wisconsin marks EMS Week, the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health is launching a new statewide effort aimed at strengthening emergency medical services, especially in rural communities. The initiative is called EMS Forward, and officials say it's designed to help communities tackle growing challenges facing ambulance services across the state, including staffing shortages, rising call volumes, and financial strain. The plan outlines 7 focus areas for building stronger EMS systems, including funding, organization, workforce support, reliability, and long-term development. James Small, manager of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health's EMS Outreach Program, says the framework is meant to give local agencies and community leaders a shared strategy for improving EMS services statewide. Officials are also encouraging residents and local leaders to recognize EMS workers during EMS Week and support long-term improvements to emergency medical services across Wisconsin. A new study from the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute found more than half of deer ticks tested in Wisconsin carried the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Researchers tested more than 700 deer ticks submitted by citizens during a statewide tick tracking study launched last year. The study found 51% of the ticks tested positive for Lyme disease bacteria, while others carried pathogens linked to illnesses including babesiosis and anaplasmosis. Researchers say reported Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin have quadrupled over the past 20 years, with nearly 6,500 cases reported in 2024 alone. Health officials stress that a tick bite does not automatically mean someone will get Lyme disease, especially if the tick is removed quickly. Symptoms can include fever, fatigue, joint pain, and rash in the days or weeks following a bite. Researchers recommend using permethrin-treated clothing, checking for ticks after spending time outdoors, and removing attached ticks as soon as possible. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin's 2026 Rustic Roads Guide is now available, highlighting some of the state's most scenic backroads and travel destinations. The annual guide, produced by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, features all 126 officially designated rustic roads in Wisconsin's 5 scenic byways. The Rustic Roads program began in 1973 and now includes more than 760 miles of scenic roads across 61 counties, including several routes in northern Wisconsin. Officials say the roads are meant to highlight Wisconsin's scenery, history, and small-town character while encouraging slower, leisurely travel. Governor Evers says the program gives both residents and visitors a chance to explore Wisconsin's outdoor spaces and small communities in a unique way. Free printed copies of the 2026 Rustic Roads Guide are available through the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and a digital version is also available online. As many Wisconsinites prepare to travel for Memorial Day weekend, the Wisconsin Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are reminding people to drive safe, tow safe, and boat safe this summer. Officials say highways across the state are expected to see heavy traffic over the holiday weekend, including many drivers towing boats and campers. They say distracted driving and speeding contributed to more than 8,500 crashes on Wisconsin roads last summer. Alcohol-related crashes and boating incidents also tend to increase during the summer months. Drivers are encouraged to check trailer lights, tires, chains, and towing connections before hitting the road and make sure all cargo is properly secured. Boaters are also reminded to wear life jackets, watch weather conditions, and avoid operating watercraft while impaired. Officials say everyone shares responsibility for keeping Wisconsin roads and waterways safe during the busy summer travel season. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. There's a growing fundraising gap between Wisconsin's two major parties, with Democrats pulling in more than four times what Republicans raised last month. April reports show Democrats collected over $1.2 million, while the GOP raised just under $300,000. Both parties reported money coming from internal transfers and individual donors. Democrats ended the month with more cash available, but both sides continue to build for future races. Republicans have not outraised Democrats in federal accounts in more than 3 years. Anti-Semitic incidents reached record levels in Wisconsin in 2025, rising 83% in just 1 year and more than 900% over the past decade. The report shows more than half happened online, and leaders say that hate often moves from social media to the streets. Jewish residents at a Jewish Community Relations Council event this week say they are responding by hiding religious symbols and changing their behavior, with 55% saying fear has altered their daily lives. With Memorial Day travel picking up, Wisconsin transportation and natural resource officials are warning that a fun trip can turn dangerous without the right precautions. The DOT says drivers should expect congestion and adjust for conditions, especially when towing trailers or boats. The DNR says most deadly boating accidents involve people not wearing life jackets or mixing in alcohol. Officials say checking your equipment, securing loads, and staying focused can prevent crashes on both roads and the water. They're asking everyone to share space and look out for others. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers make the top 10 list. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. A new poll ranks the Packers' Brian Gutekunst in the top 10 general managers of the NFL. Gutekunst ranks 6th overall for building a team that's made the playoffs 6 of the last 8 years. At number 2, the Seahawks' John Schneider. Number 1, the Eagles' Howie Roseman. Baseball, the Brewers' Christian Yelich held his 4th annual charity concert last night in Milwaukee, starring comedian Charlie Behrens and country singer Jake Owens.
We'd like to pick different things every year. ALS Foundation, Lou Gehrig, BCF as well, Visit Milwaukee. So we try to touch on a bunch of different little areas in the community and spread the good deeds, and just a lot of great people coming together.
Yelich says this year's benefit also helped military veteran families in Wisconsin. The Brewers host the Dodgers tonight. We'll have coverage all weekend from American Family Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers at times, are low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, with a sprinkle or two, especially in the morning, are high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.